Psalms chapter 125, a city surrounded by mountains. Benson, a biblical expositor, writes that these hills that are slightly higher than Jerusalem, in surrounding it and forming as a wall of protection from both winds and storms, as well as attacks from enemies. Such defense is God's providence for its people. His protection around his own is constant and preserving. From now on, says the psalmist, that is, forever, for many years, I don't remember how many, starting with my husband, then my children, and now my grandchildren. This psalm is the heading of my prayer journal every day, naming each one of them individually. In doing so, I imagine, instead of the mountains mentioned in this psalm, the strong arms of the Lord hugging and caring for each of them. Perhaps either I nor they will ever discover the many dangers of God has delivered from them. But I will continue to remember his precious psalm when I pray for them. Do you already have a list of resolutions for the new year? Include daily intercession for your loved ones by using this or another scripture to pray confidently. Precisely, the requirement is to trust, as verse 1 says. Those who trust in God are like Zion's mountain. Nothing can move it. A solid rock mountain you can always depend on. Mountains encircle Jerusalem, and God encircles his people. Always has and always will. Do you want to pray with me? Lord, I want to trust in you. I want to trust in the death of Christ in my place for my salvation, and in your constant presence around me and around my loved ones for our protection, both from danger and from the evil one, and to live this day aware that my sins have been forgiven, and that as the mountains protect Jerusalem, you will surround us. A wall of protection outside and inside your glory.